There you go. He'll speak live again today to the local media.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sure people ask him where his favorite place to eat is and stuff like that.
I wonder where his favorite place to eat is.
Well, he may tell us. He may be asked. He may not. Anyway, you'll be able to hear that on our sports station, the Zone 1150.
Or tomorrow morning.
Or you can hear some of it segments. Tomorrow morning. That's right. We'll have, if you want to hear the whole thing, then you can do that. If you want to hear snips tomorrow, then we'll have that. Hey, folks, want to remind you that it is that time now. It's time for our Christmas Angels. We appreciate the folks at Blue Baker helping us out with that. Two locations on University and Dominick. Here's the way it works. If you're new to the community, the Paper Angels are hanging on Christmas trees at those two Blue Baker locations, and each one of those angels includes a local child with their name, age, and a Christmas wish. Stop by, pick an angel, get the present, wrap it up, bring it back to us, or you can return them the trees if you want to. We'll make sure that the kids get the presents in time for Christmas. Now, you can also visit the list online at mychristmasangels.com. Pick one out that way if you want to. Again, we're very diligent about putting this list together, and if they don't get a gift here, then they don't get a gift. And as we say, they're like any other kiddo. They would love to have a Christmas. So, and then if you get too busy or you just would prefer that let us do the shopping, then you could make a donation and we'll do the shopping. We enjoy doing that as well. But it's brought to you by your friends at Blue Baker, and really appreciate them again helping us out with the Christmas Angels.
And I'd program. Really like to see you tomorrow if I could.
Yeah.
I'll be out there broadcasting live from 11 to 1.
Which one?
The one on University.
Okay, very good. From 11 until 1. So do that, and it is. It's great. We take it on a big number, so we want to do that.
I may challenge Scott to get the couple of these really cool mouse pads.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah, that's it. We could do that. We could do some mouse pad things. So now polyurethane, okay, developed in the 1940s, strong and durable. We use it in all sorts of stuff, appliances, vehicle parts, paints, glues.
Clothes.
Yeah. Now, while some of it can be recycled, all polyurethane is eventually either burned, which releases carbon dioxide and some toxic chemicals, which is not real good, or it ends up in the landfill where it stays forever because it just doesn't. It doesn't biodegrade. But that's what makes a discovery in the jungles of Ecuador even more incredible. Scientists found a fungus that eats plastic.
Are really? You serious?
Yep. A group
wow.
of students, and I mean, think about how this can turn. This could be used for good or evil. A group of students at Yale University's Rainforest Expedition. I probably don't have a lot in common with them.
I like that they're pretty cool.
Yeah, you think. Okay. Anyway, a group of students at Yale's Rainforest Expedition and Laboratory course, they have a course in that, which includes a trip to the jungles of the Amazon.
You might have more in common with them than you think.
Well, you could be.
I doubt it. Yeah,
we're not doing a focus group anytime soon. But anyway, to gather and study samples, they discovered this fungus among the microorganisms they collected last year. I have no idea how to pronounce it, so, you know, we'll just call it the plastic-eating fungus. It lives on or inside the tissues of host plants without harming the plants, and it can survive on a diet of nothing but polyurethane.
Wow.
Fungus also thrives on anaerobic environments. In other words, I guess that doesn't have any oxygen.
Correct.
Like the poorly lit, oxygen-starved areas beneath landfills. So maybe you could just kind of put it into the landfill.
Wow.
In other words, you take one certain area, you put all the polyurethane over there, you put those little things there, you cover it up, and you let it do its thing.
Would you mind please putting the link on our website? Because I would love to look into this.
Now, see, but is it going to be used for evil? That's the thing. that's what concerns me. Because if you take something that's good and you use it for evil...
Isn't that like any great tool?
Well, I'm sure. There's no doubt. This is just the latest one.
I'll tell you what else. If you ever do go to the Amazon and you get a jug worm,
Wait. I'm looking through my bucket list here
of jug worm stuff.
No. Of Amazon. Go ahead. If you ever go to the Amazon,
yeah, a jug worm. Basically, it's one of those kind of bugs that if you have a sore, it'll lay eggs inside your sore, and then you suddenly have these worms under your skin.
Did you notice it's 7:43 in the morning? I don't know if you noticed.
I'm just, in case anyone of our dear listeners ever finds himself in this predicament.
They're eating their breakfast taco listening to you.
Well, the way to get rid of it is to tie a piece of raw bacon to your sore, and the bug will come up. It comes up to breathe, and you can get it out. Okay. Or you can chew up a bunch of tobacco and put it on there as a pollster, and the tobacco will kill the worm, too.
Okay, yeah.
You needed to know that.
You could also put that as a link on our website if you want to.
Well, I learned this from someone whose father was a bug scientist in the Amazon. And
oh, good. It didn't happen to him.
I didn't learn it off the internet.
All right. Well, here, once again, as we're talking about good things used for evil. Now, I don't know if you remember last week, maybe was the day after Thanksgiving was flossing day. Well, now the question is flossing a waste of time?
Surely not.
Don't call me Shirley.
Gosh, I hope so.
Thank you. Right. Dentists hound us about doing this, saying that it prevents heart disease, and we have heard that. But an expert, okay, that's one, now says they've got it all wrong, that flossing our teeth may be a waste of time, according to this doctor whose name I'm not going to give you. Flossing does nothing to reduce your risk of tooth decay.
Really?
To back her up, she said that she has a study from 2006 that has found no difference in the number of cavities suffered by adults who flossed and those who didn't.
No.
But an independent dental hygienist says that flossing does help reduce cavities and gum disease.
Yeah, well, because you're getting rotten food out from between your teeth.
Right, exactly. And again, few people do it properly. Aha! Flossing techniques. Do you know the proper way to floss?
You need to go underneath the gum line.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Really? Hello?
I just want to let Kat know that I will never look at my shredded wheat the same again.
Thank you. You're right. No. Believe me, she has no concept. This is a girl who eats sweet potatoes at 9:05 in the morning and calls it lunch.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
Oh.
Am I wrong?
Hey, if you got up as early as me.
I know, but the whole idea of talking about, you know, having bugs under your skin at 7:43 in the morning is probably something that.
You have discussed less appetizing things before.
You say I act like a second grader. Hello?
Hey, maybe instead of flossing, we can just rub a little bit of that plastic-eating bacteria on your gum.
Yeah, let's go for it. We're combining technologies. Hello?
Hello. Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm an evangelist for flossing. Having been on the dark side of dental neglect, I'll tell you, gingivitis is no fun.
I believe it.
On the dark side of dental hygiene. Yeah. Well, what they say, just to make it real quick, is that you make a C, actually. In other words, if you're flossing and you got like one hand under your left ear and one hand under your right ear and you're going back and forth, that's not the right way to do it. You're supposed to bring your hands forward.
In the most painful way.
Well, whatever. I mean, and again, you know, if you spit blood after you flossed, it means you hadn't been flossing in a while, right? So, there you go. The dark side of dental hygiene. Yeah. I like that.
They said they wanted to...